A 54-year-old Marshall man was arrested and has been charged with a felony after a Saline County deputy allegedly observed a narcotic transaction in progress on August 2nd. According to a report from the Sheriff's Department, the subject was presumed to purchase narcotics and immediately departed the scene on a bicycle and upon the deputy's approach. The deputy conducted a traffic stop of the bicycle, at which time the subject became uncooperative and attempted to walk away. The subject then resisted while the deputy attempted to take him into custody. A search of the subject revealed methamphetamine, prescription pills, marijuana, and currency, which was consistent with the sales of narcotics. The subject was transported to the Saline County Sheriff's Department without further incident. Court documents say Timothy Leon Smith is charged with a felony for possession of a controlled substance and misdemeanors for resisting arrest, possession of marijuana, and unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia. Bond is set at $10,000 cash only. Smith was arraigned yesterday. His next hearing is pending at Saline County Circuit Court. The city of Sweet Springs has issued a boil advisory for all residents south of Ray Street. A city official says the boil advisory is due to a water line break and will be in effect until further notice. If you have any questions, you can call City Hall at 660-335-4564. An area school district is scheduled to hold registration for its students for the upcoming 2021-22 school year. According to a release from the Malta Bend R5 school district, registration is scheduled for today. Now, today, the hours will be from 1 to 7 p.m. An open house is scheduled to begin at 6 p.m. Thursday, August 19th. Students and their parents are invited to come and see what your teacher has in store for you this school year. The first day of classes will be on Monday, August 23rd, with a 7:40 a.m. start time and dismissing at 11:56 a.m. You can find a link to the Malta Bend R5 website in this story posted on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. Attention parents in the Marshall Public School District. Marshall Public Schools still has kindergarten screening spots open for the 2021-22 school year. District officials say this is required for all incoming kindergartners and will be held Monday through Wednesday, August 9th through 11th at Spainhower Primary School. District officials say please call 886-9066 today to get your child screened. The Sedalia Fire Department responded to a house fire on Tuesday. According to a fire department spokesperson, at approximately 10 p.m., firefighters were toned out to a residence in the 1200 block of East 12th Street. The spokesperson says the fire started in the kitchen trash can and spread to the counters. The first truck arrived at 10:04 p.m. and firefighters made quick work of the blaze, clearing the scene at 11:05 p.m. No injuries were reported from the scene. Multiple culvert replacement projects are scheduled to take place this week in Sheraton County, including one today. Route FF is scheduled to be closed for a culvert replacement from Allen Road to Snap Road from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. today. An around-the-clock lane closure is scheduled on Route KK for a bridge deck repair project at Little Sheraton River Bridge. And that is going on now through tomorrow. In addition, Highway 139 remains closed for a bridge replacement project at the Grand River Overflow Bridge through mid-August. The Concordia Board of Aldermen voted to transfer an agreement for solid waste service during its meeting this week. According to unofficial minutes from the meeting, aldermen voted to authorize the assignment of the current solid waste contract ending September 30th of this year with Heartland Waste of Central Missouri, LLC, to Republic Waste, commencing on October 1st of this year and running through September 30th, 2026. A city official explained Heartland Waste is selling out to Republic Waste. In other news, since the ballot measure for tax to support maintenance and upkeep of Concordia Park or Southside Park was approved by voters on Tuesday, August 3rd, a special Board of Aldermen meeting to discuss the project is scheduled for 5 p.m. Monday, August 23rd. It will be held in Room 202 at the Community Building at 802 South Gordon Street. KMMO News Time is 6:36. graveside service for 104-year-old Evelyn Marshall of Marshall, who died July 31st, will be held at 10:30 a.m. Saturday at Ridge Park Cemetery in Marshall. Friends may call from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow at Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall. Funeral service for 78-year-old Russell Brashears of rural Nelson, who died Wednesday, will be held at 2 p.m. Monday at Marshall Family Worship Center, where visitation begins at 1 p.m. Burial will follow at Mount Carmel Cemetery in Marshall. Campbell Lewis Funeral Home in Marshall is in charge of arrangements. You can view the funeral notices and obituaries, as well as news stories, 24 hours a day on our website, KMMO.com. Our Facebook page, Real Radio KMMO, or you can download the KMMO app from your iTunes or Google Play Store. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.